Okay, Mr. Ramsey, I'll see you at 3 o'clock for your teeth cleaning. Uh-huh. Oh, and remember, floss is a man's best friend. Dr. Fisher insists I say that. Well, no, I didn't mean to insult your dog. See you at 3. Bye. Brock, what are you doing here? What if Eugene sees you?
I don't care. Thanks to him, I got another citation from the building manager. This one's for a fire code violation for having too many patients in my waiting room.
I don't want to hear about it. When my ex-husband and my boss are fighting, there's no one to cheer for. I just stay clear and hope the game is called because of stupidity.
Fine. Give this to Eugene. They dropped his dental supplies by my office.
Oh, I thought I smelled a rat.
So you have rats, huh? Somebody should call the manager. Hello, manager. I'm a big girl.
Guys, you're making my life miserable. Don't you think you could just knock this whole thing off?
Hope you're talking about his head, because I'd like to knock it right off.
He threatened me. You heard him, Reba. Call the police.
Brock, just go.
Fine. But you are not getting me kicked out of this building.
You're going in the log.
Ooh, I'm going in the log.
Make a note of his latest offense. I want him out on the street practicing dentistry under a bridge.
What did he ever do to you?
It's personal. I can't stand the thought of sharing the building with that wannabe George Hamilton.
Okay, fine. If you guys want to hate each other, that's your business. But why do I have to be a part of it?
Reba, I'm not a confrontational man, but I have to say this clearly and concisely. Help me get Brock out of the building or look for another job.
Oh! Eugene, I wouldn't open that if I were you! Never mind. I'll get the log.
Planted in the past, though my life is changing fast. Who I am is who I wanna be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
I'm warning you right now. I had a bad day at work, so back off.
You need this more than I do.
Oh, thank you, honey.
You are such a kiss-up.
I am not.
Hey, cut it out. I get enough of that at work. You two are as bad as a couple of dentists. Girl, why do you have to cause trouble?
Ever since the cutbacks and after-school programs, I've been bored. Right, your congressman.
Hey, Ma.
Don't you start with me, too.
Oh, I sure had that one coming.
Sorry. Bad day at the office.
Well, in that case, you should do what Cheyenne does when she's upset. Go to the mall and buy yourself something pretty. All right, go ahead. Pick a couple.
Man, did you cash your paycheck all in ones again?
Yes. Only this time, there's a whole lot more. It's from tree trimming I've been doing with Oscar after work. He's paying me in cash. No taxes, everybody wins.
Yes. It is called off the books. Mm-hmm.
It's called cheating the government.
No, it's called off the books. The government actually saves money because they don't have to deal with all those extra books.
Well, it's wrong. So you either pay your taxes or quit your job.
Wait, Mrs. H? Mrs. H? Hold on now. Would, 20 bucks make this go away?
20 bucks? No.
Well, I can't claim the money. Oscar would get in trouble.
Well, you can't quit your job because that would upset me. And then I'd have to go to the mall, but I couldn't because we wouldn't have any money.
Cheyenne, calm down. I'm not quitting my job. I'm just going to lie to your mom.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
We'll just have to act poor and not let on. Okay? Cheyenne, I'm going to be out quitting my job.
Ava, you want to see me?
Yes. Brock, you need to put an end to this thing with Eugene.
Me? Why me? I'm winning.
Because if it keeps going, I'm going to have to help him or I'll lose my job.
That snake. Using you to fight his dirty little war. Join me, Reba, and together we can ruin him.
What happened between you two? You used to be friends.
I don't know. I woke up one day and he hated me.
So you're saying he finally got to know you? Look, maybe it's a misunderstanding. You just need to sit down and talk about it.
It's too late for that, Reba. This has gone too far.
Brock, I love my job. The only bad thing about it is you two morons.
Fine, I'll sit down if he will. But he won't, because he lives for this stuff. What, you think he has a personal life? No, this feud is his most significant human contact.
It must be hard always being right. Eugene!
Shh. I'm surprised you got him to come over, Reba. I thought he'd be at the salon working on that fake and bake tan.
This is natural. I play golf, you pasty-faced Nancy boy.
Look, you're both right. But right now, we're here to work things out. So have a seat. Sit down.
I'll sit when he sits.
No, you sit.
No, you sit.
You sit.
No, you sit.
You sit.
No, you
sit. Sit down! Who wants to go first? Who wants to be the bigger man?
Okay, fine. You started all this. Everything I've done has been in retaliation for something you've done.
You deserve everything I've done to you and more. You ruined my life.
How? How have I ruined your life?
Oh, are you forgetting about a certain woman and what you did to her about 2 years ago?
Oh, my gosh! This is about me? Eugene, I didn't know you were so protective.
Not you, you egomaniac. Barbara Jean. He stole her from me.
What?
The only woman that ever meant anything to me.
Wait a second. You two have put me through all this stuff just because of Barbara Jean? Okay.
Give me a break. You never dated Barbara Jean.
3 times. State fair, bowling.
Did you take her to the state fair or was she working there?
You're a lying little weasel with a sick little mind.
Oh, touched a nerve, did I? What are you worried about, Brock? That she still wants me?
Hal? You just crossed the line!
Get away from me right now!
Are you okay, pal?
Oh. Oh, my back. I'm going to sue you, Brock. For everything you have. You'll be sorry you took my lady.
I think we're making progress.
Morning, Reba.
Morning, Eugene. Whoa, have you gotten taller, or is it that neck brace?
I need you to book an appointment for Mrs. Haggerty, order some more x-ray film, and when you testify in tomorrow's arbitration hearing, agree with everything I say.
Eugene, you can't ask me to do something like that.
I'm not asking you to do it for me. I'm asking you to do it because you hate Brock more than I do.
I don't hate Brock.
Really? You have no problem with a man who abandoned you and made you a laughingstock in front of the entire dental community?
Yeah, that's a crowd I'll miss. Regardless, all I have to do tomorrow is tell the truth.
I understand that you're not gonna lie in the stand and you're honest and all that crap. But which truth are you going to tell tomorrow?
Eugene, it's very simple. You took a swing at Brock, he ducked, and you failed.
Yes, that happened, but is that all that happened?
Well, you wept.
tears of joy because I finally had him where I wanted him.
But you took the first swing.
Reba, look at me. Would I take a swing at that man unless he was on the attack?
Well, we don't know for sure that he was going to attack.
Exactly. We don't know. Only Brock knows what's in his heart. His cold, adulterous heart. Can you get me some coffee?
Hey, look at this. I have it all figured out. If we take the extra money that I've been making and invest it in a no-risk real estate scheme, that money will rocket us to vast wealth. I saw this guy talk about it on TV. He was in Hawaii, sitting by a pool.
But, Dan, what if we get caught? I mean, this is illegal. We could go to jail. Look at me, Van. I wouldn't last 3 days in the can.
We're not gonna get caught. No one gets caught. Have you ever heard of anyone getting caught? You know, maybe you just need a little green love, okay?
Just leave me out of it.
For once, Van, I think you got a good point.
Are you mocking me in some way I don't understand?
No, I agree that there's no way the government will catch you. Unless they catch Oscar, and they cut him a deal to rat you out.
Oscar won't rat me out.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure he'd go to prison just to save your hide. Because you guys are like best friends, right?
Well, I wouldn't say best friends. I mean, the other day I was talking to him and I forgot his name.
Well, I bet he won't forget your name, because that's the first thing he's gonna say when they haul him in.
Oh man, Oscar's a wuss. He's gonna roll over like he's French.
All right, everybody, take a seat. We need to begin. Now, both parties have consented to hold these hearings without counsel and to abide by the ruling from the bench as binding. Furthermore...
And isn't it true that at that point, Dr. Hart, that large, intimidating, ape-like man seated over there, moved toward me in a threatening manner?
Well, he moved toward you. That part's true, but I don't know if it was in a threatening manner.
Miss Hart... How much do you think I weigh?
60 pounds?
113. And Dr. Hart is probably closer to 280.
Oh, objection! I move that comment be stricken from the record.
This is not a formal court of law. All you have to say is, excuse me. Dr. Fisher, get to the point.
Yes, Your Honor. Did that much larger man make the first move?
Well, it's kind of hard to say.
Yes or no?
Yes, he did.
Then my injuries are his fault. I have no more questions.
Do you hear that, Brock? That's a hubbub. That is not a good sound in a courtroom.
I don't have any choice. I've got to take her down. Your Honor, I don't believe this witness's testimony can be trusted.
Hey!
Miss Hart, do you know what it means to be a hostile witness?
Bite me.
Do you remember that a few moments ago you swore to tell the truth?
I appreciate the lecture in honesty, Brock, but I always tell the truth.
Reba, why do you think we got divorced?
I'm sure if you keep talking, the court will understand.
It's because I had an affair, right?
As crazy as it sounds.
Mm-hmm. But wasn't our marriage in trouble long before that affair?
Well, if it was, it was because you stopped communicating.
Well, maybe I stopped communicating because you weren't interested in what I was going through.
Oh, that's all you wanted to talk about, you big baby, what you were going through. Well, I was going through a bunch of stuff too, you know.
Oh, yeah, but to get you to open up about it was impossible. No, you just wanted to sulk.
Well, it's kind of hard to open up when you know nobody's listening to you.
Hey, I'm a very good listener.
Ha! That's a good one. Chewing ice and staring at someone when they're trying to speak to you is not listening, Brock.
So you stop talking, and it's all my fault. Boy, you'll find a way to blame me for anything, won't you?
You darn right I will.
So, Mrs. Hart, Did you allow your personal feelings to influence your testimony? Did you lie under oath, thereby committing perjury?
Oh, no, that's not what I was trying to prove.
Doesn't matter what you were trying to prove, Mr. Hart. Did you commit perjury?
Well, I didn't mean to.
Wait, no, I don't want to get her in any
Hart,
trouble.
Please,
no,
I've
see,
already...
look, all that she's done this entire time is try and get Eugene and me to stop acting like a couple of idiots. Reba, I'm sorry I dragged you into this whole thing.
That's a beautiful speech. Beautiful. Of course you realize if she didn't lie, you're guilty.
Well, go easy on her.
What?
Wait, all right. I'm guilty. I wanted to hit him.
Ha! He admits it! Victory is mine! Yes, yes, yes!
Your Honor, I am willing to forget everything, even the terrible pain that I have to live with every day, and let it go if he'll move out of the building. Barbie J, now do you see that I'm the better man?
What happened to you?
I won.
No, the man that took me to the fair wouldn't do this. Where's the man that won me the stuffed pink panther? The man who bought me 2 chili dogs and cotton candy? The man who healed my hair back after the tilt-a-whirl?
Kind of puts Romeo and Juliet to shame, doesn't it?
I love Brock now, and only Brock. Damn this spell I put men under.
Your Honor, I'm dropping all the charges. You may release the ape.
There's a man on the phone for you. He says his name is Ira.
Well, I don't know anybody named Ira.
Ira S.
IRS! Oh, my God, they know! They know! What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
Then calm down. Do you want me to talk to them?
Would you? You are an angel in black.
Hello? I'm sorry, Van's not in right now. He's volunteering at the soup kitchen. You say he owes back taxes? Well, maybe it's a mistake. Uh-huh. Well, I can assure you he doesn't want to go to jail.
Tell him I'll pay. They can have it all.
Wait, what if I were to bring you the $70 he owes? Would that help?
Yeah.
Plus a $30 fine. Well, good. I'll see you tomorrow. No, thank you.
Did they buy it?
Yes, Van.
Oh, Kara, you are my hero. You saved me. All right, here's the money. I'd give you a tip if I had any left, but...
Well, we'll just say you owe me 10. I guess we all learned that honesty is the best policy.
Oh, I sure did.
And here's your cut. That part about Ira was brilliant.
You said 20.
Well, come on, Jake, you gotta pay your taxes.
Hey, Reba, you called?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Brock.
Did you want to tell him how wonderful and noble he was in court today?
Oh, honey, stop.
Yeah, honey, stop. That was a nice thing you did. But I was a little ashamed of myself how I snapped like that.
See, despite the fact that you despise Brock, he rose above that despisiveness.
Papa Jean, honey, could you do me a favor and wait in the car?
Excuse me, but I believe this is Reba's house. I'll wait in the car.
Thanks, honey. Don't play at the radio. Listen, Reba, it's okay if you still despise me. I can handle it.
I can't. I've been telling you and Eugene to let bygones be bygones, and here I am holding on to a grudge like Van with a ham sandwich.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. But after what happened today, I've decided I should try to let go of some of my anger towards you.
Are you gonna hit me?
That'd probably do it. But I need to take a more long-term approach.
Well, that's very healthy. Listen, if you need a therapist, I know a guy that just got his license back.
I'm good. But as a first step, I've got a confession to make. You remember when you moved out, I told you I couldn't remember where your favorite putter was?
Uh-huh.
Well, here.
You know, since we're being honest, well, I realized today that I still have a little anger towards you, too.
What?
Yeah.
What do you have to be angry about? You're the one that started this stupid thing. How could you be so selfish? This might take a while.
Me!